Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I think everything's on the table. We've done that before. We were probably one of the first teams that started rotating linemen, if you remember. That was kind of unheard of. When did we start? 3, 4, 5 years ago? We did it a few times. So definitely not opposed to doing that.
John Harbaugh spinning bad tackles as a positive a few days ago, talking about rotating tackles. They did play a playoff game, I think, in Buffalo, rotating tackles.
I think Belichick did it first.
I think the AFC Championship they did it.
Yeah.
So that's fun. We're live at CQ Arena where the Towson Tigers take on Cornell later tonight. So they were happy enough to have us out here, and we'll be talking to some of them later, and we'll get to all that. But Ravens offensive line, and Emory Jones played, I think, two series, and then it was back to Voorhees. So Harbs was asked on Monday, could he play some right guard too with left guard? And he said, I don't know, because now you're ramming up to two positions. Alas, they're on the practice field today, and everybody's practicing. That includes Lamar Jackson and Nate Wiggins, who looked incredibly hobbled leaving the game on Thursday night.
The more I've thought about this, the more I think it's a disservice to Emory Jones. Your offensive line stinks. Anybody who has a modicum of knowledge about football and access to any sort of statistical database that monitors NFL blocking win rates and pass rush win rates for opponents could tell you. And then you look at Derrick Henry this year versus last year, look at yards before contact, watch Lamar having, throwing interceptions because everybody's pushed back into him. So, like, it hasn't been good. If you think this kid could be better, him playing, three snaps here and five snaps there, you're not developing him that way. You're not developing continuity that way. Like, if you have some conviction. Your line sucks. If you think he could be better than one of your two crappy guards, give him a chance to show what he could do versus one of your two crappy guards. Like, I get it. He comes in and there's an immediate failure. Well, that's to be expected. Are you going to give him a runway to work through that? Or is it going to be a quick hook and then you start rotating? Like, I don't know. You think that's going to bring out the best in Voorhees, or you think it's going to bring out the best in Emory Jones? I don't think it sends the right message to either of them. And I also think, toggling left and right is ridiculous. If you think Voorhees is the weaker link than Falele, or you just think he'd be better on that side, then give him a run. Yeah. Give him a half.
Give him a game.
Give him a game.
What's also interesting is Jones played on the bright side in college, so that they put him on the opposite side where he – but whatever.
Which tells me they just think the size of Falele is a benefit than
they both stink, but they'll take the big guy.
But this isn't McCary, an established guy toggling in and out. It's a kid who's never played in the league.
Coming off an injury, too.
But this, coming in for two kids who've barely played in the league.
But this is on brand. They did it last year with Roger Rosengarten. Remember his first snap? Chris Jones abused him, and it was a strip sack, and the Chiefs recovered the fumble. So they did that with him through the first couple of weeks, and then Voorhees ended up getting hurt. They moved McCary back inside to guard, and then Rosengarten, it was his job. I think there's a chance before the end of the year happens that maybe Jones ends up getting the job, but I'd be willing to bet they're going to continue to rotate him at least over the next couple of weeks.
I'm not going to guarantee you that Emory Jones is good, but
sure.
I could have almost guaranteed you he wasn't going to look good Thursday night playing for a couple series, because we've documented the fact he did not practice at all from the time he didn't do mini camps, he didn't do training camp, until he got the approval from the doctors to start ramping up, a few weeks ago? He had not seen a field. So, obviously, his first real play was probably not going to look ideal, and it didn't.
Well, and this isn't even Rosengarten, because, one, Rosengarten got an offseason. He wasn't coming in as a medical redshirt. Two, it was the start of the season, and you kind of knew going into Arrowhead's going to be tough. It's not – a whole bunch of people hadn't already failed, and now we're trying to put the toothpaste back in the bottle, and we're trying to do it in late November, and we're trying to do it when the quarterback's been hurt for a month more or more with new stuff popping up. Oh, and we're going to do it now when we can't run the ball a lick versus last year where they – okay, there was like a two-game, six quarters of football, and then the light bulb turned on and they figured out Derrick Henry. But, like – to me, this is much more of an ask than that.
Oh, it totally is. But, Jason, they did the same exact thing in 2023 with both of their offensive tackles, Ronnie Stanley and Morgan Moses at that time. It was the second half of the year when they were alternating both of those guys. And you look at the rest of the way. You just faced a horrific Bengals defense that you bumped them up a little bit in pressure rate. 39.5% pressure rate on Lamar. That was their second highest of the season. These numbers, courtesy of NFL Pro, Bengals are 27th in pressure rate. They just did that to you. Steelers are 22nd. You see them twice. Packers are 9th. The Patriots are 8th. And the Packers have a guy named Micah Parsons.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
And the Steelers, even though T.J. Watt is far from what he has been, he has feasted in games against the Ravens. He averages over a sack per game against the Ravens.
So let's get to the running game part of this. And Jason, you talked about thinking about it. I've been thinking about Thursday night a lot, and I was doing it this morning. And the more I think about it, the more I am just – flummoxed by Todd Monken's game plan Thursday night, because if there was ever a game, and we talked about it heading in, if there was ever a game to get Derrick Henry his touches, that was the game. And you can make the argument, well, we could have scored here, could have scored there for novel mistakes, but if you run the ball, you keep your defense off the field. Like, to have them on the field so much, even if they score quick strikes, Joe Burrow's coming right back on the field. So you could have had some glee running the ball against Cincinnati, and you didn't. The Steelers were just spanked in their own place Sunday by the Bills. Can they have joy running the football Sunday?
I mean, define joy. I was shocked, and I've been calling for more of the speed backs, but I was doing that before.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Justice Hill got hurt.
Yeah.
Given that situation, I was stupefied that Derrick Henry didn't touch that Ali had as many snaps as Derrick Henry in the first half of that game when Derrick Henry was getting it going on the first drive. It's clear their game plan was, we're going 11, we're going with fast people, we're going to throw to the big people, but we're going to run with the fast people out of 11 and spread them out and try to attack the field that way and try to go more Mr. Outside than Mr. Inside. I think they probably could have done it any way they wanted against that defense, and if they stuck to it enough, it would have helped. Yeah. Now, as part of that, having to do with things they know about the offensive line that we don't, maybe. Maybe that's another aspect of they got to those personnel groupings because it in some way was compensating for the line. Maybe Ricard's more banged up than we know, and that's part of the reason he was going to be on a pitch count. And if he's on a pitch count, then let's just try to do it a different way entirely. One part of what I thought did happen, they did throw the ball to Henry, and that was going to, you know, with no Justice Hill, that was going to have to happen. And they're probably going to have to keep leaning
into
that.
Hey, call it clean.
I venture to guess that Derrick Henry sees much more of the ball than he did a week ago. Now, how does Pittsburgh, I mean, Pittsburgh's got to sell out to stop them.
Yeah,
right?
Have to.
I mean, after what just happened to them.
It was embarrassing.
Like, I think if this is Lamar's resurgent passing game, I kind of feel like they could live with that. But they, I mean, we all know what Derrick Henry and Lamar did to them on the ground in the playoffs and what they did to them in the game in Baltimore.
Yeah, that's the other aspect of it. They ran for 299 yards in the playoff game. So it's not just what happened to them at home against Buffalo. It's the last two times they played the Ravens. They got ran over, and they talked about it. Mike Tomlin was asked about it yesterday. A big reason why they drafted Derek Harmon was because of what happened to them against the Ravens.
Derek Harmon not playing in this game on Sunday. But am I crazy to think that the stuff that James Cook was doing, that cutback stuff, it seems it would look better with Keaton Mitchell than Derrick Henry, though, like, I don't know. Like, that's sort of the, you need, like, Derrick Henry needs a little bit to get going.
I mean, Cook is much, I mean, Cook's like 206. I mean, he's bigger than Keaton Mitchell.
But he's swifter than Henry.
This is about, plant and go, and a lot of it was on the outside.
We are live at Siku Arena. The Towson Tigers take on Cornell tonight at 7 o'clock. I think that game's on Monumental, and Jimmy Patsos part of that broadcast. He'll be joining us later in the show. But coming up, guess-wise, 3 o'clock, two of Towson's core players, Tyler Tejada, Dylan Williamson, they will join us, and head coach Pat Scarry will join us at 3:15. And then, of course, Sunshine himself, Jimmy Patsos, at 5:30.
Yeah, look, Towson was in a tournament in Florida last week, made it to the final, looked great against Liberty in Rhode Island, ran into a buzzsaw in UC San Diego, a tournament team from a year ago, that when they're on can shoot the lights out of it. But, yeah, they don't have that many home games here before the conference schedule gets going, and this is a team that's been knocking on the door of the tournament a few years ago. A lot of schools, a lot of big schools were knocking on the door of Tejada and Williamson, who both decided to stay, and it's part of the reason Towson is the coach's favorite to win the conference. UNC Wilmington looks really good. And, yeah, this should be a fun game here with Cornell because Towson wants to slow it down and D you up and rebound you to death, and this Cornell team is like top 20 KenPom pace. So, and they shoot the three ball like crazy, and Towson has to defend the perimeter a little better than they have, you know, in some of these games, UC San Diego and James Madison. But, yeah, it's I'm excited for this game. I'm excited for Towson's season to get rolling here. And, I think Towson is the best team in this region. Like, I think this Towson team would put a mighty scare into the Terps.
Now, Towson and Cornell tonight at 7 o'clock. We will get to that Terps game later in the show. They I guess the final score was a little
I was
more
fine with it, to be honest with you. Like, I know some people are picking up to death.
It was a rough first half, but the second half, they turned it on.
They looked pretty good. Farrell Payne putting up a 30 spot. But coming up next, we stick with the Ravens, and sounds like they have a little bit of good news in the secondary, but what's the secondary going to look like moving forward? A little banged up, and are the Steelers the team to take advantage of it anyway? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.